Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right. I want to know a grocery tip that you think every grown adult should know. A grocery tip that every grown adult should know. And okay. Go, DZ. Do you have one?
I do. Yeah.
What is yours? Do. Because I would assume a lot of people are going to say, don't go hungry. Well, is that the like given one? That's we all do it anyway.
That's the easy one, bro. I'm going to give you a hidden trick, something that I've learned throughout the years that have served me very well. If you eat the grapes or the donuts while you're in the store, you don't got to pay for them.
No. That wasn't the tip I was looking for, DZ.
What do you mean?
I was looking for make a list, don't shop hungry.
No, that's a life hack.
Put the stuff back that you took off the shelf, like the hot and the cold.
Right, what's wrong with my tip?
DZ's like, you're not stealing if you eat it in the store, everybody.
It's supplementary to my shopping. You know what I'm saying? If it didn't leave the store, I don't buy it.
I do agree that you can eat in the store as long as you pay for it. I actually don't have a problem with that whatsoever.
Okay. All right. I can't keep it up, bro. I'm lying. I don't do that. Okay, it's funny.
It's fine if you eat in the store. I don't care as long as you pay for it.
I actually find eating in the store really gross. So my tip would be don't eat in the store. Yeah.
Do not. That's the new tip.
Do not eat in the store whatsoever. I'm thinking germs. I'm thinking you don't want to be touching stuff, then grabbing other things. I'm weird.
I have a real one. This is my real tip. If it's my number one, because I suck at this every single week. Don't go shopping on Sunday night.
Why?
No matter what I do, because everything's gone. Go in the AM. Whatever you do, just go in the... That's my shopping tip for everybody. Because this is, you know, the question of the day is, as a grocery shopping tip that you think every grown adult should know, what should it be? And so I'm going to say, don't go on Sunday night, because I'll go on a Sunday night and everything's gone and I have to go back on Monday anyway. So it ends up being two trips. So I always think to myself, why didn't you come? All the sausage links are gone and all you wanted were sausage links. Now they're all gone.
Worried about the meat.
All you needed was a Jack's pepperoni pizza for Owen. Now all they got is cheese. Don't go on a Sunday night. I'm telling you. I can tell you every item that's gone on Sunday night.
Okay. Fair. Sunday night, I feel like might be a bad day to go. I've never personally experienced it, but I believe
Shop in the morning. A grocery shopping tip every grown adult should know. That's the question of the day. We're sharing advice today. I'm going to get inspired.
All right. Let's go.
414-533-1037. Eat in the store or don't, depending on DZ.
Don't. Bad idea.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
So the question today is a grocery shopping tip that you think every grown adult should know. Mine was don't go shopping on Sunday nights because everything will be gone. Go in the morning. That's my shopping tip. Just a personal opinion.
I'm going to have to put that one in my pocket because I never considered it, right?
You probably don't wait till Sunday night like me, like a moron, then get screwed.
We usually end up there on like a Friday, Saturday because, you know, it's hard to go in the middle of the week for us, right?
For sure.
But I do have a real, real tip. I know I've been joking.
Yeah, you were joking about not eating in the store, eating in the store. What's your real tip for the grocery store?
Don't bring the kids. I know it's hard, and I know it's sometimes impossible, but you know you get way quicker shopping done, way easier shopping done, and way more invested, focused shopping done.
Don't bring the kids is one of the best tips that I've seen, and I'm reading the text right now, because when my kids were little, I never shopped with them from like 2 to 7.
Yeah.
I swear, I waited till they went to their father's and then I went to the store. And when we finally started shopping again together, it was weird.
Bruh.
And I went, wow, what's this like?
And think about it. Even when you bring them, because you've got two, when you bring the kids, then you got to make it a whole excursion. You've got 2 to 3 carts going because you got things for the carts, stuff for the house in one cart, the babies in the other cart, or you got to split carts because they can't be next to each other.
Your wife texted in. She said, don't go with your kids or husband. They add too much bleep to the cart. DZ's wife.
Oh, so I just stole her answer there. Never mind, bro. Let's get to the phone. Forget her.
Don't bring the kids or the husband.
Okay. Okay,
fine. Let's go to Danny, who's in Oak Creek this morning. We'll start with him. We're talking your grocery store tips. It was a Friday night. Aaron said, leave your husband at home.
Well, somebody got to stay with the kiddos. Danny.
Hi, Danny.
Good morning.
Morning, fam.
We're talking grocery store tips every grown adult should know for the question of the day. What is it?
I'm going to tell you right now, you got to shop the deals and coupons.
Oh.
It does save you a ton of money. I'm not lying.
Okay,
My wife does the shopping mostly, and she could squeeze a booger out of George Washington's nose.
I've never heard that. What kind of expression is that, man?
Dude, and in Aldi's is, if you want to go for deals, being cheap.
Oh, I agree. No, Aldi,
fruit and veggies.
Aldi's
amazing.
Their
produce is the cheapest, and it's good produce. That's what's crazy about it. It's better than some of the other stores, and it's cheaper, which is mind-blowing when I go to Aldi. I'm like, stop it. You guys are killing me with this amazingness.
And I know you keto, right? So they got plenty of options for keto. They've gone organic in a lot of their
keto friendly.
Hey, Aldi's the spot. I figured we was all at Aldi. What?
No, we're not.
Their ribeyes a couple years ago were like only $8, and they were delicious. I'm telling you right now, they were not bad.
Making me hungry.
Okay, now we're all hungry, Danny.
Right,
man,
we look for tips, not where to go get my steak. Hey, that is a tip, though. Hit Aldi for the steaks.
I was looking at produce, and now he's got me in the steak section. Here we go, Danny.
Get out of here, man.
Oh, you're too smart. Right. Goodbye, Danny.
Appreciate you, big dog. Right. Bye.
Have a good day. Let's go to Leah in Sussex next. We're talking the grocery store tips every adult should know.
Good morning, Leah.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias, Leah.
When you don't know, like, what you're going to have for dinner, just wait in the parking lot until you see that one mom that's, like, on a mission, right? She's got her bags with her and everything. She's ready to go. Follow her, right? So I did that once, and she grabbed a tomato, and she grabbed shredded lettuce, and, like, she went to the meat and got, like, a pound of beef. And she was having tacos, and I was having tacos, because I just grabbed everything.
Smart! Wow, I've never thought to do that. Just follow someone else around who's clearly on a mission, buy everything they buy, and and you're going to have an idea.
Shadow them.
It's tacos, which is so easy.
And, you know you're going to have leftovers for lunch the next day.
For sure.
Wow. I'm going to actually steal that, Leah.
Because I go in really walking really fast, but then I la-di-da.
You got to be on a mission. I'm not on a mission.
She's going to be like, Allie went to the Diet Coke and the ground beef, and then she left. What did she make?
Why DZ go past the pastries twice, bruh?
Why is Allie still in the deli meat? She's been there 45 minutes.
Moral of the story, follow more ambitious people. Follow the moms.
Creepy, though.
A little bit. You can keep your distance.
Not just the moms that cook. Add that part, Daisy. The moms that cook.
Ding, ding. Leah, you're funny, dog.
All
great
right,
tip.
Leah, that was great. Follow the woman who's on a mission to decide what you're making. Have a great day, Leah.
You too, bye.
Oh, that's really funny. I'm not going to read our text till we see what our final caller says, because I don't want to, I don't want to blow
still
anyone's
no,
load over
still
here.
No thunder.
Mike is in Hartford, a.k.a. Babe. We call him Babe, like his wife does.
We got permission.
Yeah.
Good morning.
What up, Babe?
Good morning, Babe. Hey, what's your grocery store tip?
I got two quick ones. If you're an early riser like me, I'm up at 4 or 5 o'clock on a Saturday morning. Mm. Go shopping right when they open.
He's right.
Get it done, because there's nobody there. You can get in and get out.
Yep.
Get a full cart in less than a half hour.
Now
nobody's in your way.
When the kids were little, CDZ, that's when you really got to do it, because you're forced to be up for no damn good reason.
That part.
and Mike's in that phase. Yeah.
Get it done.
And then the other one is, I've seen it on TikTok also, name brand stuff has less extra stuff in it, like the Daisy sour cream versus Kroger sour cream. If you look at the ingredient list, Daisy sour cream has cultured cream. Kroger sour cream has like
crap.
9 different ingredients.
Well, I will say
sometimes while it's more expensive, it's also better for you.
I mean, we should always be looking at ingredients and, picking and choosing.
I was going to say that the generic is just as good as the brand name a lot of times. You have to know, once you know the brands, there's plenty of brands you can buy generic, and you're just fine. Yep. There's some I won't buy generic, like ketchup and whatnot.
Right.
I know exactly the brand I want. However, mayonnaise, same thing. There is tons of generic stuff that is just fine.
Yep. Allie, don't it take time to compare it, though? You got to read the ingredients. Mm-hmm. You got to know.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Thanks, babe. Those were good.
Not a problem. We appreciate you. Have a good day, guys.
You too, man. Peace.
You too. So people, what else are they saying here on the text line? Let me go. Oh, plan the menu for the week.
Meal plan.
On Thursday, build the grocery list off the menu. Shop Friday night or Saturday morning for everything. My ex-sister-in-law used to do this. And it worked for them because they saved money because they had a meal plan. So they only bought what they needed. They saved tons of money because they planned some cheap meals like tacos or hamburger helper or whatever you need to do to save money.
Right.
And then they knew they were budgeted so hard and so well. It was impressive.
It's like good
watching somebody do it. I was like, ooh, go girl.
Look at you go. You know, one text I actually unfortunately disagree with, even though we do it. The one that says never go in, always order on the app curbside pickup, right?
Mm-hmm.
I rock with curbside, but I'm a hands-on individual. Allie, you know this, right? I like to feel the produce and check the things. I don't want to get the dented can if I can avoid getting the dented can. And I hate when they be subbing your stuff and they don't even ask you, bruh. Man.
Yes. Mm. Oh, that makes me crazy too. That makes me crazy at the grocery store. Here's a good tip. Buy one different seasoning or spice every time or every other time you go. Eventually, you'll have a nice spice cabinet.
Ooh.
I like that tip.
That's a little cherry right there.
It's expensive to add spices all at once. I've done it.
Yep.
And you're like, whoa, these are expensive. But we use them every day if you get the right ones.
Why is a little can of tin of thyme $9?
Seriously.
Make that sense.
Why is my garlic powder $7.99? I just want to put it on my steak.
If you buy one at a time, no, it racks up. I like that.
Honestly, somebody texted in, get your snack food for kids from Aldi. We talked about Aldi. Another one, tip for the ladies grocery shopping. If you put your purse in the car, make sure to strap it in with the baby seats that's on the grocery. So in case someone tries to steal your purse. Oh, like from the cart.
Oh.
See, okay, this is why I wear my crossbody to the store so that it's always attached to me and then I'm good.
As far as tips go, that's one outside of just like the shopping. It's just keeping yourself safe. I don't carry
grocery
a bag.
Store.
That's smart. Clip it in.
All the time as women, like if you set your, my kids would take my cart. And think about this, and I'm going, my purse is in the cart. Where's the cart? Like, they're not thinking about it because they're kids and they're off in another aisle. Anybody could have grabbed my purse. You see what I mean?
Oh, I remember doing that plenty as a kid. Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel that pain, dude. Strap your purse in the baby seat.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Wait, okay, we didn't. Do I say it's me or do I give her a fake name?
Let's give her a fake name and not say it's us.
Okay.
All right. Her name is.
What's their names?
Dally and AZ.
Dally and AZ.
Yeah, Dally and AZ wrote in.
They wrote in and they said. They said, allegedly.
Not us.
I don't know these people. I've never met them in my life.
I don't know them at all.
They said they got a survey emailed to them at work by the company they work for.
Okay, that's interesting.
And they said that this survey that got emailed to them said something like, hello, everyone. This survey you're about to take is anonymous. Just click on the link here from your personal email that the company gave you and take this anonymous survey.
Uh-huh.
And Dally and AZ looked at it. And Dally looked at AZ and said, come on.
Dog.
They're not going to know
anonymous.
Who said what
anonymous.
With my personal email attached. And then AZ said, anonymous?
Really? Anonymous?
Come on,
dog. Really? I mean, AZ was really skeptical about the anonymity of it because how is that even remotely close to possible? I'm sorry, but
someone tell me what you would do if your company sent you a feedback survey attached to your email that says it's anonymous. And I'm doing this with quotations. Because I'm like, because Dally said to AZ, listen, if I write something bad, they're going to know.
And Dally was actually interested in responding pretty openly about, you know, the questions they were asking. Yeah.
But I didn't want to because.
Dally had things to say.
Dally, thank you. Dally didn't want to because It's attached to Dally's email. If it's a female, it's just assuming.
And I'm sorry, but in no way am I feeling like I'm going to get an optional, or excuse me, AZ feeling like
not you.
He's going to get an optional email survey from the company to anonymously give their opinion, air quotes on the anonymous.
I have feedback, but I'm not giving an anonymous feedback survey attached to my email. I mean, Dally is not.
Dally.
So this is the problem today on What Would DZ Do? Your company says, give us feedback. You have feedback, but it's also attached to your email, and they say it's anonymous. What would you do? Dally and AZ want to know.
First things first, I don't think Dally and AZ should take this survey.
You're right. Secondly, I heard Dally has trust issues anyway, so I would not take the survey.
You know, and AZ just doesn't feel like it'll inspire anything real. So
AZ feels like what? That it's going to, boss is going to find out?
No, it's not even that. I feel like AZ probably thinks that it's just going to go into the ether and not have any effect. They're going to use it for some quality control. Some uppers are going to look at it and then never really address it if anything is actually addressed. That's why I'm going, AZ, Dally, why are y'all going to waste the time to do something like this when y'all are grinding, you're doing your thing, y'all are happy, and if anything is just going to disturb your peace?
Well, somebody wrote in and texted, it's a trap. Well, Dally and AZ agree it's a trap.
And Allie and DZ currently do too.
That part, okay? 414-533-1037. People are cracking me up on the text right now. They said, F that, take the survey and sign your name. Tell them what's up.
That's something that I feel like Dally would do, honestly.
Really? Is Dally that
blunt?
Unpredictable? Dally would snap.
I mean, I don't know Dally personally. We don't know these people.
We don't know her.
We don't know these people. Or we don't know them.
Whoever.
Them, it's two of them.
Yeah, for sure.
They sound dope, though. They sound like really cool people regardless.
Don't they sound so awesome? Like, they should just do the survey. From the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS in HD1, Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. All right. So Dally and AZ got an email to their company email, and it says, please take this anonymous survey for feedback, but it's attached to their personal work emails, so they're afraid to take the survey.
Yeah. Dally and AZ.
Because they have things to say.
Do they take the survey? What do we do? I mean, they do. What do they do?
What do they do, DZ? I mean, yes. You're DZ. Yes,
I'm DZ,
I forgot.
Not AZ.
I was getting the names mixed up. We'll talk to you next.
All right, Dally.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, Joe, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Okay, somebody said you should make a fake email account and address all the issues. That way you're protected and you still took the survey without them knowing it was you.
But they sent the link to our email.
To their email. It's not our email. Email.
Oh, yeah, Dally and AZ.
Thank you.
My bad.
What's wrong with you? Come on, partner.
Okay, listen, man.
So anyway, there was a company survey, anonymous, I do in quotations, for feedback. But, you know, it's anonymous, but it was attached to Dally and AZ's emails.
Correct.
So Dally and AZ said, well, how can this be anonymous if I'm doing it from the company email that I was assigned?
That's physically impossible.
Should you? Would you? I'm scared. No, thanks.
Everything in the world of ones and zeros and technology has a destined signature that's like, no, this came from this account, this came from that account, bro.
Yeah, what? It's almost like they sent it to my address and went, but it's anonymous.
Dally's address, yes.
Like literally, Dally's home address and went, but it's anonymous. And I'm like, sure.
Yeah.
Sure,
okay, big guy.
Mm-hmm. Matt's in Milwaukee. Let's see what Matt has to say this morning. Good morning, Matt.
What's the word?
Good morning. So,
all right.
I'm a senior manager.
Tell us everything then.
We give these out.
See, he's the survey guy.
As long as they, but as long as they don't physically come from your job, they're legit. Like, they won't know you.
What does that mean?
No, they came from our job. So, they came from our, it came from Dally and AZ's job.
Yeah.
We use a third party company.
Oh, no.
That's what he means.
It comes from our job. Now, if it's like that, it's anonymous. But if it comes straight from your job, don't take it.
Ah, that's actually interesting.
That makes sense.
Because I've given horrific feedback. And no one knew it was me because it was a third party. And then I've even asked to to like get the data.
Okay.
And they won't give it to me. So it is legitimately anonymous.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. And coming from a
like your HR person who's sending it out? No, you'll get fired. Don't take it.
He said right, you'll get right, fired. Right. That's called harassment.
Yeah.
Oh, Matt. Hey, and coming from a senior manager, I actually believe him, bro.
It says, please fill out. I mean, this is what Dally told me. It said, please fill out our 30-second survey about this company anonymously. It came straight from somebody in the company, Matt.
Definitely not.
Nope. It came through the company chat, allegedly. No.
From what Dally and AZ said.
From what Dally said.
All right, Matt says nope, don't do it.
Matt said don't touch it if it came straight from the company. They can see everything you write.
Definitely
okay,
not.
Noted.
Appreciate you,
noted.
Manager.
Matt, right. I believe you, and I wasn't going to touch it anyway. I mean, she wasn't going to.
Thank you.
Matt.
There you go.
Have a good day, man.
Have a good one, guys.
Peace. Manager Matt.
We are the worst.
No, Dally and AZR.
You're right. Lori's in Cedarburg. We're just going to keep moving right along to the phones this morning and get their feedback. Let's go to Lori.
I can have my Gucci on.
Morning, Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Morning. Now, hearing a little bit more about the situation, I'd say don't fill it out. Like, my company, but because we're a huge company, we do one every year. And I know it's anonymous because I've put things in and so does my other people in my department, and we've had a meeting with our manager then, and he found out how far behind we actually were. But because it's a smaller company, it came straight from the chat. I say no.
No. It's not a small. I mean, it's not that small of a company, but everybody got the same link, which somebody texted in and said, "Are there different links?" But no, because they sent it through email and in the company chat.
So
I'm like, the links would technically, it would be the same link that these two got.
Well, my company, it gets sent to our email, but it doesn't go to, it goes to like a big, like a third party type thing as the other caller said.
Like Matt was saying,
And you fill it in, And then the managers get a broke down list of the results. So they don't see, our managers don't see directly everything, I believe. They just see the breakdown of everything.
Fair. Okay.
Of like people's feedback and where it all lines up, like the data.
Almost. They just see a compilation. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm reading the text for Dally and AZ, and I'm taking it all in for them.
We're going to report all this feedback back, of course. Yes, obviously,
thank
Lori.
Thank you, Lori. You have a great day.
You too.
I appreciate you.
Somebody texted in, F it. You guys are too good to be fired. We weren't talking about us.
It's not talking about us. And it's
about,
honestly, it's not that deep of a survey, bro. It's like, it's just like a quick review. Dally and AZ could probably do this in 2 seconds and not bad.
It says
not
a 30-second survey, but I'm not doing it if it's attached to my email. Don't tell me it's anonymous.
And can I tell you what it is for
it's
me?
It's not or
for,
anonymous then.
Can
no.
I tell you what it is for AZ? It's the fact that if it's optional, why?
Well, and that's the other thing. Don't give me an optional survey, because who's doing that? Nobody.
It's
like every time when you have to be angry. Well, actually, you have to be angry to do optional, but you got to be anonymous.
If it's OPT, I'm OUT. Okay? If I got to opt, I'm out.
That part. That's a great, great, great line, by the way. That's the quote of the week. If I got to opt, I'm out.
I'm out.
Amen. Heather's in Shorewood. We're going to go to her last but not least and get some feedback on, should you fill out the anonymous company survey sent through your email? It's
getting hotter. Morning, Heather.
Email, nonetheless. Hi, Heather.
All right. Help Dally. Help Dally and AZ.
Would you?
Dally and AZ should totally go the petitious route and just fill in some random nonsense.
We can always count on one.
You know what? It is a radio company. It's not like they wouldn't expect some morning show to do something stupid like that. I mean, it's not the craziest thing.
Oh, Dally and AZ are on the radio?
I clicked it. I mean, she clicked it.
I've gotten those anonymous surveys, and like, I think most of the time they just ignore it. Like, I work in departments where, you know, the department I'm in gets shafted. You know, they don't do anything to fix it.
Yeah.
Or to fix how unsatisfied we are.
Heather, here's the the thing. One of the questions is like, how likely are you to recommend like working at this place? And I'm like, well, so what if somebody writes something negative? For all you know, they could just be chopping all the negative people out of the company. Mm. I mean, you never know. I mean, well,
and I want all my homies to come work with me.
It might not be legal. What'd you say?
I would recommend Ted Bundy.
Hey.
Oh, God. Aww, Heather, not helping us at all.
Heather, get out of here.
You guys are the worst today. Never mind. Yeah, we asked.
Allie,
get it.
Let's just do the survey.
Never mind.
Good morning. It's Allie and DZ.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Before I tell you whose birthday I forgot, I have to tell you a really funny story about us singing everything.
Okay.
Hudson had me dying. My 11-year-old. He said he got home from school and he goes, yesterday he's in fifth grade. He goes, ha, my teacher said she couldn't wait for me to leave. And I go,
why?
And I go, why? And he goes, because I kept singing all of the bus numbers. So they would be like, bus 42. And I'd be like, 42.
Bus 43.
He said his teacher was like, I can't wait for Hudson to leave.
44.
I said, oh, Hudson, you're killing me. Because we all love to do that singing thing, you and I. But yeah, it annoys other people. So it was funny.
I've only recently realized that that's like a stimulation thing for me. I can't avoid it. I can't. It's like in an inherent desire that when it happens and I feel like I gotta sing something, I just sing it. And I'm not a singer. I've never proclaimed to be a singer.
Same. Hudson said we'll be in the story gets so annoyed that I just start singing something. Like if I get it brings up a lyric that it reminds me of and I'll start singing. Mm-hmm. Like he'll be like, I love you, and I'll be like, I love you too.
Perfect example. When I said me, myself, and I, exactly what you're talking about.
That something was the funniest moment
I said,
ever.
Come on, man. I couldn't help it. It triggered it, and if I hadn't have said it, I wouldn't have felt okay the rest of the day.
We sing. That's one of the weird things, the quirky things DZ and I do.
Not well, but we sing.
Well, and speaking of my family, this isn't even about Hudson. I did not forget his birthday on September 4th. However, my father, his birthday is October 8th, 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Don't ask me how old he is. He's old. I don't know. You know how you never know how old your parents actually are?
He's your father.
No clue. I know the general idea, okay?
I know the year they were born. I don't know how old they actually are.
I know he's 80-something, okay? He's old, okay? He's up there. He's old as hell.
Bet.
And so I knew it was his birthday, and because we're on the air in the morning, I never really get to talk to people first thing in the morning on their birthdays usually, right?
Who are you calling at 4 a.m.? Who are you going to call?
So I don't call till 11 or 12.
Yeah.
Well, because of the hurricane in Florida on the 8th, which was, what is today, Thursday? This was Tuesday. I called my mom as soon as we got off the air. And I had a full conversation with her. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what's going on? What's
How
the
are
hurricane?
You guys? Yeah.
How you feeling? What you doing?
Yeah.
Hung up the phone. And I went, it's
your
dad's birthday.
You ain't even holla at your
pops.
She
was sitting right next to my dad, too, by the way. So I call my dad after that, and I tried to play it off, like,
hey, pops.
He goes, hi, Allison. That's how he answers the phone. Hello, Allison.
Very dry.
I go, what up, Dad? And he goes, how you doing? I go, happy birthday. I wanted to call you separately and let you know. I didn't forget. And he started laughing and he's like, he's like, I already know the rank in this family where I stand. And I was like, well touche, my guy. Mom will always be number one. I don't know what to say, but it's true. So the fact that I called my mom randomly, had a whole conversation with her, and then remembered it was my dad's birthday, I was like,
whoopsies.
Daisy do, but I did it, and I made up for it, and he laughed, and it was fine.
You know
it's
what
good
I
that
say.
I called.
You ain't forget, you remembered late.
Well, and honestly, this could be an Am I the Jerk another day, because I have said to you, and I will stand by this, my father has never called me on my birthday.
Oh,
my
yeah.
mom calls.
You have
my mom
said
calls.
That. You have said that. And then
he's never called me separately.
Your pops might hop on the phone and be like, oh, hey, happy birthday. But it's always your mom's line calling.
So then I thought, well, what the hell? One year I thought about it. And I thought, well, that's kind of messed up. Because what if I just didn't call him? You but almost my kids did called. It. I almost did it on accident, though. I'm just saying. Another day, though, for that topic. Today's Am I the Jerk is a family issue, and it came from someone who wants to remain anonymous, and they want to know if they're the jerk for supporting their sister's toxic relationship.
I know there's backstory, bro.
There is.
Lord, are you ready?
You ready for the? I think so.
All right.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, this one is anonymous. They want to know if they're the jerk for supporting their sister's unhealthy relationship.
All right.
Now, here's what he said. He said, I will explain. My sister, coworker, and my friend, let's put her in the witness protection program and name. I don't know if he changed the names already. Oh, no. All right. I'm going to change your name again.
Okay. Just to be safe. Just to be safe.
Anna.
All right.
And her boyfriend, Hudson.
Yep.
Because it was an H name. Sorry. Hunter. Hunter's better.
Hunter makes
me more comfortable. Hunter. Anna and Hunter.
I feel that, too.
Also have to be in the witness protection program. They've been dating less than 6 months, and recently her family, including him, haven't been supportive between her and her boyfriend in secret because he wants to control the relationship rather than keeping it healthy.
Hunter does?
He wants... Yes.
Okay.
So this is the brother. This is Anna's brother writing in, okay?
Got it.
He says he wants things to himself rather than having others have her, like her family members, including me and friends. At first, everything seemed to be fine until lately when Anna and her mom moved out into their own house. The boyfriend decided to really take the toxic relationship into control because they lived with their aunt for quite some time. Oh boy, this is a lot. Oh. But it's been going on for a while before they moved out. He's not really a bad guy, but we feel that they just don't fit well. Mm. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Hunter prefers to control Anna for his own sake rather than Anna following her heart and family members and her personal life. I feel like the boundaries are not being respected between the both of them. And I feel like Hunter's insecurities are being extreme over her. Oh, boy. He took her to a park and there are activities where you can actually jump from a cliff. However, it sort of looked like she got injured because of the splashes, but it also seemed to be reckless, and I'm concerned he's going to take my sister to a reckless activity.
Okay, when I said I knew there was going to be layers, I didn't know there was going to be this many layers. Jeez.
Sheesh.
Okay.
This goes on and on. Let's just get to the end because I could go on and on. He's giving all these examples of how the boyfriend is toxic and he feels controlling, but he also says he's a cool guy. I've met him a couple of times in person. Am I the jerk? Is the whole family the jerk for letting Anna be in a toxic relationship that she's unaware of?
You know,
and let her know that we don't support this and we're just befriending the boyfriend who she dearly loves. Are we the jerks if we prevent her to be in the relationship with Hunter?
If they're the jerks for supporting the toxicity,
a toxic basically? Relationship that they think is toxic.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah.
That is what
Anonymous brother said.
Uh-huh.
AB, that's what AB said, Anonymous brother.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well,
correct.
Honest, and it's not only Anonymous brother. Other family members do feel the same way, right?
But you know how this is when you try to tell someone they're in a bad relationship, they don't listen.
It could go
they
south.
They have to figure that out on their own.
Yeah.
We had a close family friend with the worst man on the planet. Mm. She stayed with this guy for 15 years. She finally left him. We were so happy. And now she's happily married to somebody else for years and has a family with that guy. But for 15 years, didn't matter what you told her.
Yeah.
It didn't matter.
Well, and
she was not leaving him.
Wouldn't
you
argue to say that it really wouldn't have mattered no matter what? So it had to run its course on its own anyway. So
that part.
Yeah. This is going to sound wild. But
then you're not protecting your family. If you're like, yeah, I'll just let my sister be in this crazy relationship.
It's a catch 22. But again, what I'm hearing, I'm not hearing that he's physically abusive. What I'm hearing is that he's probably manipulative and likes control. A lot of people like
control. Abuse, though.
Controlling
if he is.
Mm,
but,
okay.
maybe he wasn't giving a lot of examples. He was just saying he takes her to do things she doesn't like to do. Well, you don't know if she wants to go. Maybe she wanted to go. Sometimes when
she's
you like
experiencing
someone,
in the relationship, going, "I'll try it for things. You try new things.
I like you, and I want to have these experiences with you." You never know if she's scared to go rock climbing or whatever they did that freaked the brother out. You know
what I hear weird is how he reacted to Mom and Anna moving out into their own home. Like, what was the point of that? That's where the manipulation and the control goes, all right. Because some people just like to be the clear-cut leaders and only do what they like to do. And when you work like that in a relationship, great. I'm nobody to tell you that's not how y'all work. Just because it doesn't look right from my outside point of view, I'm not going to tell you what to do on the inside of y'all house.
Not your chair.
Not my chair. Not my problem.
My problem. Exactly. Boom. Until it's your sister and she's getting mistreated. And then what do you do?
And then I'm going to make it my problem.
See? This is why it's tough. And I have sisters too. And I would feel the same way. It would be on.
Yeah.
But I also know you can't tell somebody what to do. You can't tell them who to love and who to be with. We've learned this a million times. Like you said, it's got to play its course. So I don't know. Are they the jerks for supporting her toxic relationship?
Do we have to answer today?
Yes.
Oh, man.
We have to. I'm scared to look at the text right now.
What? I'm going to go with not the jerks just because they are being respectful. As much as they dislike it, they're butting out. They're staying out. And wouldn't we like that in most times? If it was dangerous, if she was a life-threatening relationship, you got to step up in there. But if she's just making poor choices and with a dud right now, bro, let it run.
Somebody said, jerk. I think you guys said the key word where they said they met him a handful of times.
Ooh,
so they don't need to put their two cents in yet. They need to be supportive. And then somebody said, not my monkey, not my circus.
And why have you only met him a couple of times? If they're really like deep and locked in.
Well, they're 6 months in. That's fair. I mean, the fact that he's met him at all at this point is good.
Sure. Okay. 6 months. Yeah. But at 6 months, I should have met you at least a few times. Okay. Touche. Mm-hmm. Touche. No, you're right.
Maybe they're not as serious as he thinks. I don't know. 414-533-1037. And then we have texts from people saying that they think it's weird how involved the brother is in her relationship. And that's a whole nother point we could discuss. So we're going to find out if people think he's a jerk next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So AB wrote in, lots of initials today on the show, DZ. Like yours.
I started a trend.
You did. AB, anonymous brother, wrote in and he wants to know if he's the jerk for supporting his sister's toxic relationship or unhealthy relationship, as he says. And you know what? Like most family members, I don't want to get involved. So let's go straight to the phones.
No, you said we had to answer.
We do have to answer the call. Emily's in Bayview. Hi, Emily. Good morning.
Hey, neighbor.
Hi, good morning.
All right. Is he the jerk if he supports his sister's unhealthy relationship?
I'm going to say not the jerk, but this is my reasoning why, and it's a little biased right now. So I had a friend who passed away last week as a result of domestic violence.
I'm sorry.
With that in mind and my heart, I think about how oftentimes when we don't support our friends or our family's relationships, we tend to just kind of isolate a little bit from them, and we end up in situations where they might, sure enough, it's toxic and they didn't listen and we were right. But now, look, they're gone or there's something that happened to them. So I think that there's a difference between supporting the person and supporting the relationship that they're in.
That part.
You can support the person whether you agree with their relationship or not. But at the end of the day, it is going to be up to them to figure out, okay, this is too toxic for me. But you still want to have that support system for them. So I think that I think that the brother should continue to at least support her, whether he agrees with the relationship or not.
Very well put. Very well put.
Well, and I've had a lot of talks with Angela, the executive director of the Women's Center, over the years, and I've asked her a lot of questions about how do you help someone who is going through domestic violence? Because, like, you know, Emily's saying, it's really hard to interfere a lot of times, and they're being controlled or brainwashed or whatever, you know, the situation is.
Yep.
And I've been, you know, there was always a lot of feedback back, like, don't be judgmental. You know, don't tell them to leave. You can't, you know, you have to. There's a lot of great resources out there. And I know how hard it is for friends and family. And I'm really, really sorry about your loss. So I can't let it go by without saying, you know, there are, you know, if you're struggling with this or you know someone, there are resources that they can at least give you advice.
And
you can call anonymously and don't be afraid to. And just to get feedback on how to help someone.
Right, right. Resources for you, for them, for the people involved of all degrees, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, I'm really sorry to hear that, Emily. Thank you for sharing, though.
All right, of course.
Have a great day.
All right, bye. You too. Kicks it
all
off.
All right. Woo-wee. And now Amelia's up. I'm scared because we just got really deep there on Am I the Jerk?
And now Amelia coming in.
Amelia's like woo, woo, woo. She's going to be like going off. Get ready. Get ready. Amelia, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, fam.
We missed you. Where have you been?
I tried to get in now because all these people want to be like me. Trying
all
the time.
They try to be like me.
Rude.
Well, you like you today and you got in.
I'm a good time. Right. I say is a jerk for not saying anything. The way how he should handle the situation is like have a one-on-one talk with family member and just let him know, like, you know what, this is what I feel, but you know, at the end of the day, this is your relationship, but just to let you know, I'm here for you regardless of what you choose to do. I was in a toxic relationship to the point I finally, for the fourth time, got my restraining order. So the way I look at it, these are little signs. First of all, who hurt the guy that he has to be like this? Let's get that straight. Secondly, like, no man should tell you what to do, especially if you're not married to them. Don't have real kids, none of that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's an independent person. But this guy, these are small signs. Even though it may seem funny, but like I said, these are little things. And it's been, what, 6 months?
Yeah, right. Amelia's saying, look out for the red flags, the controlling red flags, the little things here and there.
Yeah, with 6 months, what's 6 years going
to
bring?
Exactly.
So the way I look at it, that's
there are behaviors.
You're having a preview what's just a preview right now. Now, to get into even more deeper, we don't know what else is, if, you know, she injured herself doing whatever they wanted to go do. You know, he wanted her to go do whatever.
I don't know what happened.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's just little. But sometimes, and I can kind of understand in her perspective, sometimes we think this is all we can get as in being in a relationship. Because I know I used to think that way. Now, I'm like, really? Bye. I think differently now.
Sometimes you feel like you get complacent and comfortable in the relationship and go, this is the best that I'm going to do, so I'm going to stay here.
Well, and honestly, no, I think that some people see control. I've talked to my therapist about this. If you really want to go deep, control can feel like love to some people.
Ooh, and comfort.
It feels like you're mine. I love you more than anyone. That can feel, people can mistake that.
They care so much about me. They want to control everything I do.
He loves me so much. I'm his. Like, no, that's actually a controlling thing.
They love you. They would not be disrespectful. They would not control you. Yeah. They would give you your peace. That's not love.
And they wouldn't be keeping you from family. I'm sorry, but what? I didn't even want to go there, but this, ooh, okay.
People get it, but they don't realize you're in it. You know what I mean?
But
I feel you.
I love where we're going because even Amelia going the other way, splitting is going, no, jerk for not saying something.
Yeah.
It's still along the lines of you can support the individual without supporting the relationship, and you can voice the fact that you don't support the relationship while supporting the individual.
And you can let them know you're there for them if they ever need you, even if, you know, that you're always there.
Let me tell you this right now. I have kids, okay? I have kids. Let some fool act stupid with my kids, I'll let them know. Like, hey, you want to act like this? Okay. These are consequences you're going to do with the mom.
Mm-hmm.
I do not play.
Uh-huh.
I do not play.
Don't mess with the moms.
Who's your mom? Who's your dad? Okay, what'd you do to this little kid? Why are they so hurtful?
You know what? Every time a guy screws me over, I'm going to go, who's your mom? Let me talk to your mom.
Who's your mom? Who's your dad? Who hurt you?
Put your mom on the phone.
If you ask them that, it makes them feel little, and it makes them think like, oh, you got to do that. Psychologically, you know, you got to think that mentally thing, like, oh, okay, you want to play this game? Okay, let's play this game.
Amelia's quote for the day is, who hurt you?
Who hurt? It's true.
Yeah, who hurt you?
People that abuse people were abused. I mean, it's a fact. So, Amelia, thank you so much for calling. This is going so deep today. We were not prepared for this mentally, but we are here, everybody.
It's great to hear from you. You already know, fam.
You have a nice one, you guys.
Bye. Bruh, we're split. Deep split.
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's let Adrian be the tiebreaker then today. Adrian, good morning. Day, three or four calling in?
On a roll, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey,
four.
Were you ready? Were you ready to be the tiebreaker?
Because this is awkward, so what do you think?
not the jerk. Not the jerk.
Okay.
I say that because I'm an older brother. I get it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
You got to be there, though. That is our job. As a brother, it's our job to be there. When nobody else will, we are there.
Yeah. Regardless.
But hold on. So you're saying not the jerk. You're saying you should support it or you should not?
Yes.
You should support it until something goes wrong and then it's on.
Exactly. You can't, like, we don't know the whole entire story.
Totally.
This is something either, A, the brother needs to confront the boyfriend or whatever, confront him about it. See where he's at. If the brother hasn't really had a chance to get to know him, it's going to seem one thing.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Well, I think that's fair. Like, get to know the guy, and let's be serious here. It's only 6 months in. Like, I'm with you on that, Adrian, for sure.
And what Adrian is getting at, too, in my opinion, is he's saying, as the older brother, you're going to continue to be protective. You want to stay close. Oh, and unfortunately, it might mean support.
My sister is in a relationship. I don't 100% agree with it, but that's me as a brother.
Right.
Well, I'm not her brother. Give me the guy's name.
Right. I'm not her brother either. Just slide the info. Adrian.
The one thing I can say, my sister can definitely handle.
All right. Yeah, say, hey, older brother taught sister how to throw hands, okay?
Never mind.
Adrian, you are right.
You got it.
All right, Adrian. Well, thanks for calling. We'll talk to you later. Maybe tomorrow. Or what is... Yeah, tomorrow, day five.
Let's get you this theme song, man. Have a great day. Peace, brother.
Bye, Adrian.
Dog. All right. Wow. Hey.
Okay.
What is it?
Not the jerk. Not the jerk for supporting the sister's toxic relationship. And it got deep there. So we're just going to leave it there.
Please.
Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias. What's up?
Buenos dias. I do want to say, before I get into the advice I need from our listeners about something I think that is breaking in my house, it's official. Yesterday we had on the sisters who own Batter and Mac.
Yep.
The bakery business. They have one in Menominee Falls. Now they're opening a second in Bayview. Every week, we're going to highlight a women's small business for Small Business Month, Women's Small Business Month. Now, I have an announcement, DZ. This is very exciting.
What's the announcement?
It was not ready yesterday, but I want to say it's ready now.
Okay.
Everyone else who was jealous or said, I have a business, put us on. And I was like, we've already selected all the women's small businesses we're having on this month. There'll be a bunch.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
I have good news, though. There is a chance for everyone, including the people we've had on, to win free advertising. We're giving away free advertising on Kiss FM.
What?
For Women's Small Business Month. Yes, this is, and it's not cheap. So if you go to our website, 1037kissfm.com, you'll have plenty of time. If you're driving, do it later. And then you click on contests, or right on the front page, it says your chance to advertise. Click on that. We're literally giving away, I believe, five businesses will get free advertising on Kiss FM, which is a big deal because it's not cheap to advertise.
This feels appropriate.
Yeah. Isn't this cool? So, yeah. Cool. We're going to support these women's small businesses and give them some free ads and hopefully help a business. I love this.
This just feels right to me.
I love this. And you don't have to do anything. You just enter to win. And then we're going to pick five. It's great.
That's really cool. Hey, spread the good word, too. Everybody knows somebody. So if this doesn't apply to you, you know somebody it applies to. Shout them out.
Yep. Five businesses will win free advertising. So just go to 1037kissfm.com when you get a free second today, and you can submit your business. Good luck, ladies.
Word.
That's all I got to say about that. Okay. Let me also just do some housekeeping from the Nicolet Law Studios. This is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Okay, where were we, DZ? Are you ready for this?
Back to it. You were saying you need the listener's advice because apparently DZ don't give good advice. Well, what's going on? What's your problem?
Okay, fine. You can give me advice as well, but I've never encountered anything like this. I bought my house when I got divorced in 2014. Okay?
Right.
We sold the one we lived in, and now I've lived in this house for 10 years. Okay?
Yeah, I knew that.
Crazy
yes.
that I've hit 10 years now with my boys.
Congratulations.
And I'm going to thank you, because honestly, sometimes I am proud that as a single mom, I own a house. We should be proud of all these things, right?
And however, 10 years in a home, that's amazing.
However, it is amazing until you're 10 years in a home and everything starts breaking.
And everything in the home is 10 years old, too.
I want out. I don't want to do it anymore. I don't want to own it. I don't want a house anymore. I want to get rid of it.
Are you thinking about selling? Okay.
Hell no, not in this market.
Sell it to me for the low.
No, this is my nest egg, you know? But like, I'm not selling my house just yet. I will eventually. But when the boys are older, I'll get out of here because it's, you know, and I'll downsize. However.
So what's going on now?
I've never been in a house for 10 years, and I've never owned a house this long. The most was like 2 years tops. And so the other day, I started noticing that I got this amazing stainless steel fridge. And I remember moving in 2014 and being like, ooh, stainless steel.
I love it.
AIDS. Well, now it's like normal and almost old. Okay, now everybody we don't even got care. It. Everybody has it.
Everybody got a smart fridge now, it feels like, but
everybody. Us. And everybody. And this thing, I think, is starting to take its toll because it was here when I moved in.
Yeah.
So I Googled, because again, I've never bought a fridge. This is one of these random things when you buy a house you don't think about. And I said, how long is a fridge life? And when I Googled it, it was like 10 to 13 years. And I was like, oopsie daisy do, because I don't know when they bought this, but it's been at least 10 years now.
So you want the low end.
The door's not staying. I mean, you could just tell it's done.
What's
you
it, know? Did the light burn out on the inside yet?
No, no. I would light's still
low? Okay, okay.
We're fine. I mean, it's not, look, I am cheap. Don't get me wrong. Like, I will run it into the ground, but I am also well aware it's on its last leg.
Sure. Is it keeping the food cold, though? That's what matters. Do you have to, have you had to crank it up, though, to keep it? At the temperature you'd like?
The other day, it was like ice in the thing. And I went, what's going on with the temperature? And that was another red flag for me. The temperature's all wonky.
Starting to get wonky.
You know, it's starting to get wonky on me. And I'm like, ugh, I don't know how old this fridge is because I don't know when the previous owners bought it, but I know it's at least 10 years old. So this is like one of those things where I'm like, do I fix it? Do I buy a new one? Like, nobody thinks about these things when they buy a house. That you just move in.
For real, though. And that was going to be my first go-to was, well, you could get a handyman. You can get a servicemen to come in, probably a brand rep for whatever, you know, LG, whatever it is, you know, whatever fridge.
A Mana or something like that. I don't even know what the brand is.
Who knows, right? AG, the LMNOP, I don't care. GE.
LMNOP?
GA, whatever. No, for real. DZ, who knows?
Well, it might be a DZ fridge brand, but before you die, you never know.
It wouldn't have lasted 10 years, I'll tell you that.
Oh, that's true. But touche.
You could get a serviceman, but the fact that you've already had that same fridge for 10 years lets me know that it might not be worth it because another problem's going to happen, and then the next problem's going
to
happen.
That's the thing. And I just need to get a new one.
You're going to be replacing little pieces that's going to add up to the cost that it would have been to just get a whole new fridge, in my opinion. That's what I would say.
Going into debt like everybody else. Fine. Forget it.
Hold on. Hold on. I don't think you need to go into debt, Allie.
Why? Look, they're like a grand at least, it looks like, fridges. Because I was like, well, then I went through the how much are fridges? You know what I mean? I'm like, I don't even know.
Yeah. And then sizing, you got to get the right one, make sure it's appropriate for the house.
I quit. I want out. I want out.
I got a suggestion.
I want a condo where they do everything for me.
And pay the association fees? Yeah.
No.
Exactly.
I want out. Now,
lies.
Seriously. I don't know. The question really is the things that you weren't prepared to break and the things you had no knowledge on, really. I mean, you can tell me what to do with my fridge, or you can share a story where you had something similar happen, because I feel like the fridge is just out of my realm of knowing anything on the planet. All the things I thought were going to break when I bought a house, I'd never thought about that.
Do you think this is going to be one of the most expensive things you've replaced in the house?
Hell no. No. I had to replace the air conditioning when I first moved in.
Okay.
Please.
Hey, that's another one, though, bro. If you buy a house and the AC's old,
I want to cry.
When we were viewing houses last year before we bought, or over a year now, that was the thing. We always looked at the AC and be like, that AC is old.
Mine went out a couple years in, and thank gosh, my HVAC guy got me a new one, and yeah.
The furnace? my roof. Yeah, I was not prepared for that. I was not prepared for the roof whatsoever.
You know what my neighbor had to do, and I don't want to jinx myself?
What?
He had to have all the plumbing done head to toe because it was all the old copper.
It wasn't to code anymore.
And he had whatever the issue I had. Like, you know how I had a hole in one of my pipes because of whatever bleach or Drano or whatever somebody puts down, and then it wears down those, it rusts it out if you don't have the plastic or whatever they are, the PVC.
Yikes.
So he had to redo head to toe after they moved in all the plumbing because of the pipes. And I was like,
he basically had to gut and renovate. That is terrible. Yeah. No.
He's traumatized, I believe.
Yeah, me too. We on all his are. Behalf.
We all are. 414-533-1037. Somebody texted in and said both my AC and furnace went out over the last year, $7,000 and $5,000 respectively.
Ow. Are you okay?
No, you I guess I'll see you when I'm fridge shopping later.
You don't got to answer that. I know you not. Allie, we're going to be fridge shopping later. No question.
Let's go. I'm super excited to talk to the people on the phone because I was just telling you that I've now owned my house for 10 years, which is a new thing for me to own anything that long. And now everything's falling apart because I've owned it for 10 years and I want to cry and sell it, but I can't.
It's a huge achievement, but it comes with an equally as big burden sometimes because of those things that start to fail that unfortunately aren't $20, $30.
Well, we got some people with some good advice, I think, on the phone. Jesse is in Beaver Dam. Let's start with him. Hi.
Morning, Jesse.
Hi. Good morning, you two.
Well, what should I do? You calling about the fridge or something else?
I'll start with the fridge. I think you absolutely should stay with the house, buy the fridge. I know it's not what you want to have to
do. A new one?
Or stick with the fridge she's got.
Unless you know somebody that you trust that has a used one.
Mm. Get a new one. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. I've seen a lot of stuff out there on the, Facebook and stuff, and you just never know.
Listen, I figure if I buy one, I'm in this house for what? Owen's going to be 13. Hudson's 11.
Yep.
I'm not moving till they're out of high school, and then it's see you later. Okay. So we got what? How many years? 7. So it would be worth it to buy a new fridge.
I'd say respectfully, just say you got another 10 years in the house.
Fair.
Because who
Fair
knows
enough.
The market? You might not want to sell immediate, right? Like, let's just give it an unobstructed thought of 10 years.
You never know.
You're going to need a new fridge because in those 10 years, maybe that's the fridge you sell in the house. I actually like where Jesse's going. Then it's brand new. Yeah.
Absolutely. I think that when it comes time that you do decide to sell, it's going to be a major incentive for somebody to see that things are furnished, that it's there.
Well, and honestly, Jesse, the same thing's happening, I'm not going to lie, with my washer and dryer. They seemed so new when I moved in, and I can tell now the 10 years has aged them.
They're like,
bye, peace out.
my wife and I just hit 10 years with our house this summer, and we had put a new roof on at the time, and the roof's doing fine, but
everything else.
He said, that groan was the pocket groaning.
Jesse, we feel you so much. Thank you for calling from Beaver Dam today. You have a great
day. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too, man. Peace.
All right, I want to go to Alicia in Greenfield because she's a realtor.
Ooh, I think she's
a realtor. Like, you get a tour of the house, a realtor.
A realtor of the realtor.
My realtor friends told me about you. You're a realtor.
Wordplay.
I dig it.
Morning. Talk to us.
All right. Yeah. What, Alicia? What should we know?
So I usually like to give people, and I always ask sellers too, when you replace something, keep a list. Because the next person who buys your house, when you go to sell it, they're gonna want to know what they need to budget for. And I always tell my buyers, at least have a budget set aside for emergencies. Furnaces go way sooner than you think. Water heaters, washer dryers, fridges, dishwashers, those all have maybe like a 7 to 10 year lifespan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you don't know when the person before you bought that. So then all of a sudden it could be a year or two in and now it's yours.
Boom.
Right.
Your responsibility, your ticket. Ugh.
Yep. Just like the other people could have bought a brand new one or it could have been 9 years old when I bought this house and I'll never know now
until
I get rid of it. Oh man.
And that's why I always tell people, make sure, like, if you're going to replace something, when I tell sellers or I tell buyers, when you replace the roof, when you replace anything, keep a list of it somewhere so that way you have that info and then you can pass on the warranty information to somebody else.
Exactly.
Yes. Yes, Alicia, and you are not wrong because I will share personal experience with our home that we just bought. Our previous owners, they were the main people. They owned the house the whole time. It had been passed down from family to the next generation, right? They kept everything from receipts to samples to swatches to color to, bro, I don't need to think about measurements.
They have like a manila folder of like everything they ever bought and did service and all that.
Allie,
you never realize how much a first time home buyer truly appreciates that when they walk in and see that binder on move-in day, because you don't know that when you're buying a home. You're not like, oh my God, everything's going to go wrong. You're like, oh my God, I have a house.
Right.
Yeah. There's so many things nobody tells you.
We got a roof. We got a door. This is ours. And now we got to pay for all
this. Something.
Boy.
And then there's like water coming through the roof. You're like, whoopsie daisy doo.
I'm thankful for the manila envelope. It wasn't even the manila envelope, but it was a whole drawer. They had a two tier cabinet. I was like, oh, thank you. Appreciate
y'all. That's amazing. I love the old people too.
10 out of 10 sellers.
Yep. Facts. Thank you, Alicia.
Have a good day, guys.
Good morning.
Morning. Good morning indeed. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. You better say it.
I said it. You beat me to it. We was almost jinx situation. We said it at the same time. Jinx.
So, DZ, I think I misheard you off the air.
Yeah, no, I don't think you did, Allie. I don't think you did.
I think I did because you just nonchalantly shouted out something about baby Danny, and I don't appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, what you heard was me say that we got a walker now.
I'm sorry. I don't think you just shouted that out nonchalantly. What?
We got a walker now, y'all. I mean, baby Danny, our 10, soon to be 11th month old, almost 1 year old if you're doing
math.
He'll
be one in November.
A month from now. Yeah, his birthday is November 13th. So our soon to be 1 year old is making these strides. He's been standing and doing the walking along furniture and falling after two steps for a little bit now. But this man is, I'm talking about right foot, left foot, right foot, left foot, pivot.
Pivot.
He's pivoting, bro. I'm talking about turning on a dime. I'm like, man, this little boy is agile. Hostile.
He's not even falling like a drunk adult anymore. He's literally moving around, huh?
Oh no, he's still falling like a drunk adult.
Oh, he is.
He's still very much so baby inebriated, but he's strong. A little kneecaps coming in and everything. This boy is gonna be a problem. Help.
Dude. Is he like the happiest baby? Because every time I see him, he's chill, he smiles, he just hangs out. He reminds me of Hudson. Hudson was like that as the second kid. He just hung out. He didn't cause me any problems. I was chasing Owen.
That's kind of what it is right now. But we've actually been blessed with both pretty chill kids. Now, Sammy's in the toddler stages of craziness. So
they're all nuts.
Thank you. That's expected. But as far as babies go, we've had chill babies. And I think Danny might be more chill than Sammy, and I didn't think that was possible.
It is.
Which scares me. It scares me for the toddler phases.
Because I used to get mad when people would be like, you had one good baby, the next one's going to be bad, because I too had two really actually good babies. I had two kids that didn't give me hell for a lot, and I don't want to make everybody angry because I'm sure they'll screw me over later in life, but however, it's not true that they're both, if one's good, the other one's going to be bad. I hate that. That's such a negative thing to say to a new parent. You know what I mean?
It's almost like you're operating off of some metaphor that you heard once and like ran with it, an urban legend, exactly, and you were like, yep, must be true.
But the reality is, the first one's probably chill because you're chill, which means the second one's going to be chill, and so maybe it has nothing to do with anything, you know?
The cool thing about just being chill parents is that hopefully our parenting translates to the child, and we got children.
Well, I can't believe he's walking. When did this happen? And tell me everything.
Honestly, it really kind of took off in the last 72 hours, where before it was like, oh, he's really taking steps. Oh my gosh. Now we're like, okay, if this boy is standing up, he's walking across the room. Oh my goodness. No. Batten down the hatches. Privatize all the rooms.
Stop crawling and stuff and only walk? Or what's he's doing? Is he doing the mixture where they walk, fall, crawl really quick?
And then walk again?
Yep.
That's exactly where he's at. He's in that. If he falls anywhere within 5 feet from you, he's going to crawl right to you.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he's walking, bro. I don't even know how we got to this point. I just know we're blessed, man.
It goes so quick.
Fast. I don't know how we almost got
so quick.
The next 1 year old. How's that?
I can't. You have a 3 and a 1 year old in 1 month, dude. Are you prepared?
No. Good. Do you not hear it in my voice? No.
Auntie Allie's ready.
Thank you.
Danny. Oh, he's the cutest.
I'm going to need you to come hang out with Aaron for a day, bro. Give me a rest.
Okay. I would love to. Erin's funny anyway. She's funnier than you, and you're pretty funny.
She'd have more fun with you anyway, man.
Duh. I'm just saying.
I know my rank. Well,
you learned from my father, didn't you? If you get the reference from earlier in the show, you get the reference.
If you know, you know. If you don't,
that's actually really funny.
We do got the Odyssey app if you want to know later. You know what I'm saying? We post the whole show.
Listen back and hear everything later. Thank you for sharing that Danny's walking. I need more updates.
I got you on more updates. Okay. I don't need advice. I just wanted to share that, y'all. Like, I feel like a proud parent, bro. This little boy is on the move.